Hey guys. Hi everyone. Okay, for those who do not know me, for those who might just be listening to this, my name is Olaide Olumide. Let me just introduce myself in a very short, like three sentences. I'm not going to exceed that. Okay, well, like I said, my name is Olaide Olumide. A girl. Yes, I am a girl. Yes, I know the voice is so rare, so sweet, so masculine. I mean, so amazing, right? Okay, yes, that's all for now. The reason I'm not going to say so much about myself is because you are going to be listening to this podcast and you're going to be hearing a lot about me. So from this podcast, you can now get an image of my kind of person. I mean, for those who do not know me, but for those who already know me, you're going to be hearing some things that you've probably heard from me before, or you're going to be hearing things you've not heard from me before, or you're going to be hearing things that might just sound so not like me. Anyways, don't be bothered, don't be worried, it's still me, it's still your girl, it's still a lady. Okay, this podcast is not going to be a serious one. I'm sorry if you're looking for somebody that is going to sit down and start telling you how boring her life has been, or how she's been through this, through that, and all that. I'm so sorry, this is for fun. So the way this is going to go is, every week I'm going to be bringing up a topic that people can relate with, a topic that I can get people to talk about, I can get people to give me their own version of experiences. So I'm going to be getting people to give me their own ideas, give me their own experience about a particular topic, and I am going to be sharing my own experience too. So what I am trying to do is, While I am trying to let you guys know, okay, this is what I've been through, this is what I think about this topic, I am also going to be letting you know what other people have also been through. And then from there, I can now come to a conclusion, or probably something that looks like a conclusion, because at times in this life, you don't really get to a conclusion. Things keep happening and you keep bringing up different things, and before you know it, there's already a new way of looking at things. So I'm going to be bringing my own experience, I'm going to be bringing experience of other people, and I'm going to be looking at it, and I'm going to be deducing my own thoughts, my own realization, my own reality from these things, and I'm going to be sharing it with you guys. So this first podcast is going to be about entitlement. Like, people feel entitled, people feel like, oh, this person owes me something, this person owes me this, I deserve this from this person because I have done this, because I have done that, or because this person is like this to me, this person is a sweet person to me. We feel so entitled, we feel like these people owe us. Okay, for example, parents feel like, after they've trained you through school, through nursery school, through primary school, through secondary school, to the university, and some master's level. So they feel like at the end of the day, once you're done with school, you owe them. You're supposed to take care of them, buy them cars, build them houses. They're not supposed to fend for themselves anymore. They're supposed to look up to you as their breadwinner, as the one providing everything for them. So when you fall short of this, they make you feel bad. Some parents, though, not all parents, they make you feel bad, and they try as much as possible to remind you of the fact that they were the ones that sent you to school, and the reason they sent you to school is so you can relieve them of some responsibilities when you get a job. Forgetting that things are not so easy these days. Getting a job is not easy on its own, not to now talk of getting a job that is even well paying. It is one thing to get a job, it is another thing entirely to get a job that is well paying. And these days, companies are actually looking for people that can actually come into the organization and add experience, the experience that you've gained before, and then add it to the company. So in a situation whereby you're just coming out of school, you're just coming out, you don't have any experience, you probably have to start from the role of an intern, or probably from the role of an entry level. So you have to learn, you have so many things to learn, so your salary is not going to be as much as it should have been. Although if you're someone that while you were in school, you probably did some internships and you were able to get experiences. I mean, you should be able to make up for it. You should be able to get a job quite easily. But it's not the same for everybody. Not everybody had the opportunity of internship. Not everybody had the opportunity of working for a company before leaving school. Funny enough, even these internships that you had while in school, some companies don't really see it as anything. They see it as, oh, your school made it compulsory for you, so you went. So they feel like you could have bribed maybe the person supervising you, the boss of the company that you were posted to at least write something good about you, just so you can take that to school as an evidence that you really did your internship there, and then it doesn't matter. So they still see you as someone without experience. So it is already so hard getting a job without experience. Then for your parents, see you as probably you graduated with first class or second class upper, and your parents expect that, graduates, let's say for example University of Ibadan, studied communication and language arts, second class upper. I mean, they are looking at you like, my daughter, she's gonna get this job that's gonna be paying her like 250,000 naira per month and everything. And when they see that, this is not happening, or they feel like that is what should happen, but it is not happening. So you now have this sense of responsibility. You owe them. You feel like you owe them. So, excuse me. At some point, you don't now look for a job that is probably going to satisfy your person. You now probably look for a job that will give you money. So you see people that are more interested in maybe entrepreneurship, people that are interested in acting, people that are interested in making music, people that are interested in art, people that are interested in, let's say, something related to content development. They end up working in banks, they end up working in fast food restaurant, they end up doing jobs that all they want is they just want to make money. They just want to get a big salary because they feel like they owe their parents. Oh, I have like two younger ones that are in school and they need money, so I can't really follow my passion now. I just need to make money. So you feel entitled. What if our parents don't make us feel entitled? What if they tell us to take our time and go ourselves? This is what I'm going to be talking about. And you stay relaxed. I mean, by the time I'm going to be releasing that podcast, you need to be relaxed to listen to it, because I'm going to be bringing a lot of examples for you guys to learn from. Just see me as somebody with a wealth of experience. I mean, I'm so rich in experiences. And I'm going to be teaching them out, so we're really going to be talking about that, and I'm so excited. Maybe that was yesterday, and it was really, really amazing. It was amazing. Like, oh my god, I'm going to tell you guys about it, but not now, later. I'm going to keep the gist for later. So you guys, don't worry, just keep your fingers crossed. Don't worry, I'm gonna blow your mind. Okay guys, bye.